Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to a brand new episode of Injury Time, your one-stop shop for everything on Indian football. Well, it's been a while that we recorded an episode for Injury Time talking about the ISL that's underway in Goa. But guess what? We're back. And joining me for this episode are two guys who've been pretty regular of whatever the season has been so far. Sandeep joining us from a very chilly Bangalore. Sandeep, how's the weather there?
Amazing. It's favorite time of the year.
Favorite time of the year, he says. And Shlok joining us from Bombay. Favorite time of the year to you, for you too?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not hot and it's not humid. So I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, and we know that it will last only for a week.
Let's just be happy with it. Yeah.
But you are in Kalyan. Like, how do you know what's happening in Bombay?
That's the reason I'm asking him, right? That is the very reason I'm asking him. I don't know what happens in that part of the world. Well, here it's a bit chilly, but I know it won't last for long. So just like our talks are rubbish, which can go on, but let's get down to football. FC Goa up against Jamshedpur FC. That was the latest match. Well, let's begin with that. And first up, Sandeep, you watched the entire match, you say. What is perfect? Final minute winner for Goa, thankfully giving them a win.
A little bit lucky, but Jamshedpur is unlucky because they had a goal that was ruled out because the linesman didn't spot it. I don't know how easy or tough that decision is. When it went in, it felt like it was a goal, but I was like, you can't be sure, right?
Right.
But replay suggests that it is a goal, so unlucky. But Goa seems to have this tendency to put themselves in the situation where they have to fight back in the second half, or they have to come back from a goal down, or they have to do something to like rescue something. And they have not been completely successful, but they have not been unsuccessful either in doing that.
Well, so the question form here and there, right? What you can expect from a team that's been put together for the very first time?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Because they have a new team, a new coach. Everything looks right about them. They've been coached. There is a certain way of playing. They have good players. Ortiz, Angolo, all of them are really good players. But something is not clicking. They're making silly mistakes at the back from set pieces. Or concede a goal that they should not concede. You know, you don't expect that from a team that is so well-drilled. But lapses in concentration and things like that is costing them. But let's see if they can come out of it, because when you speak to Fernando, he talks about just game by game and improving and learning.
Well, that's what every coach says.
Yeah, but there is a progression in the way like Goa plays also. So you assume that what he's saying is correct only. Correct. And they have a lot of youngsters also, right? Not a lot of youngsters. They have Princeton, who's probably still not up to the level that they would have thought he would have reached now. That Romario is doing quite well, but it's a little up and down with the rest of them, like Xavier Gama and Sanson, etc. So some mistakes are expected, but they'll learn, they'll improve. So
I feel like
if they had lost today, probably out of the top four race, or could have been very difficult for them to be in the top four, but they got the win. So
correct. Shlok, let me bring this to you, and let me give you some numbers there. Of the 8 matches that they have played, they've won 3, they've lost 3, and drawn 3. Like Steve said, there's
that's wrong.
Drawn 2.
Yeah, I mean, you counted 9 games.
Sorry, drawn 2. 3 wins, 3 losses and 2 draws.
Yeah.
Well, like Sandeep says, Shlok, they have all the ingredients that can make for a really good team in the ISL, right? But there is something that's just not clicking for them. What is that?
I think that is conceding from set pieces. We saw it tonight with Eze scoring. We saw it. Okay, Criveiro won. Forget that. You know, that was like completely outlier thing. BFC, right. The 2 goals they conceded from set pieces, right? And I think this trickles down to how the average height in that squad is really, really low. Like, you look at Donaghy, who's probably him, Lenny, and Edu. Those 3 are like the most physically imposing players. And out of those, you know, sometimes...
Well, you're calling Lenny a physically imposing player. I think that gives out everything that MC Goa has made up.
He's quite strong. He's quite strong.
Yeah, and then even their keeper, Mohammad Nawaz, is not really a tall guy as such. So so we look at the goal they conceded against Northeast. Silla took the ball down and then he earned a pen. If I feel that if, you know, Donaghy was playing in that game, he would have cleared it out first time. But then just that lack of physicality to control a target man like that. You know, Bipin Singh, the penalty he earned against them came from their inability to clear out a header. They got a handball, they conceded a handball in there. You know, so just like, yeah, sometimes they've been unlucky, like, you know, that penalty that Roy Krishna got and stuff like that. But I think it kind of goes down to this. That's one thing. And one question I would like to put out is having Savio Gama in the team worth it? Because, you know, he's good in possession, but the amount of defensive error he makes, it's crazy. Like, they've gotten away with some crazy howlers there. But just think about, like, how many attacks are they conceding from the left side? How many times is he out of position? You know.
Well, Sandeep, you want to take that?
Yeah, I mean, they have to give him chance, right? That's the way I look at it. Because they have to give them time to develop. And it's the same with Princeton. You can see he's not there yet. He has flashes of things that we see out of him, but consistently he's not being able to deliver that pass. Not receiving it at the, you know, with the right touch and things like that. But those things, I think, it improved. Because this is a funny thing, right? Like, in 2-3 years ago, I think I saw them play the reserve team, FC Goa Reserves. Miraclo Clifford was coaching that team. They were playing second division I-League.
Right.
And in that team, Yasir was there, Nawaz was there, Liston, I think, was there. Princeton, I don't know if he played that game, but around the same thing, Xavier Gama and all these people were there. And look, the number of people who have graduated from that team or that group of players may not necessarily be that game itself. To first team football, whether that's in Hyderabad or Goa or whatever it may be, it's quite high. I don't think any other ISL reserves team can boast about how many of their players have come through to play regular first team football. So it's credit to Goa that they gave them chance. It's credit to Hyderabad now. You have to really take it, you know, take your hats off to them. Because what they are doing with these young players, plus Hitesh and, you know, all these others also. So yeah. I think you have to give them time. Eventually he'll come good. That's the...
Yeah,
everyone really, really believes in Xavier Gama and Princeton.
Right. It's just that sometimes when you kind of compound all these young players into one team and you're not really having a reliable option as a backup, you know. If we talk about a backup centre-back, there's Ivan Doling. Again, not very experienced. Savio Gama, I would want to see more of Sanson Pereira. Like, in the first game, he wasn't all that bad. I think maybe he could get a chance. I don't know why Savio's always put over him. But yeah, it's just these players will come through eventually, no doubt. But it's just about, like, you know, currently not as good as they, you know, as the promise is, that they're not, like, fulfilling it as such.
That'll be Odisha. That's what that's happening to them.
That team is like a different...
Let's come to Odisha a bit later. But this is what I think of FC Goa. Well, over the years, we've seen FC Goa be a really successful team in the ISL, right? With the kind of players they have had, the kind of results they have produced. They've reached the finals quite a few times. I think that, like, if you are talking about FC Goa in this current setup, we always tend to compare them to what they were in the past. But, and to me, that seems like a pretty unfair comparison, because this team has restarted most of it this season with a new coach, most of the players being new. Yes, there have been a few guys who continued over from the past season. So this season could be a time where Juan Ferrando takes his time and builds a team, and probably you see a better team, a better a cohesive unit in the coming season that can really give you what FC Goa gave in the past few seasons. Sandeep?
Yeah, I mean, the difficulty in this scenario is that they have to play the Champions League.
Right.
And that would be the hardest thing. Like, sure, if he finishes outside the top four, I don't think they'll sack Ferrando. They'll give him time to, you know, gel his players in. And probably have to move someone along also. See, Angulo is, what, 36 now?
Right.
We don't know if he'll stay another season or what. So you need to get the best out of him this year for the Champions League. That could be the main focus for this team. And ISL, I'm sure it's not, definitely not in the back burner, because I do speak to some people in the club and they really want to get into the top four and things of that nature. But it's possible. But I'm sure they're not going to sack the coach or anything like that.
Well, but how much does the Champions League weigh on this team? Because there is a certain amount of uncertainty surrounding the Champions League. You don't know how the group stages will pan out, given the pandemic situation that the world is facing, right?
Yeah, but they have to do it, right? They have to be ready for it. It's the first team from India to play the Champions League. So that's a credit to them to have reached there. And then they have to do a creditable performance so that, you know, at least you shouldn't go and say, oh, this team went there and then got trashed by this team.
They'll just put up a respectable show is what...
And they have the... That's why they've built that squad, right? If you look at the talent, that George Ortiz is an excellent player. Donaki, today, the way he ran with that ball... Like he's channeling his inner Ricardo Carvalho from Chelsea. And, you know, all these, they have really good players. Maybe the bench is not as strong as they would have liked. But again, they're working in a budget. It's a well-run club. They're not going to spend, like, let's say, East Bengal.
There's never been a doubt about that when it comes to FC Goa. The club is really
well. I think they're the best-run club in ISL, hands down.
Correct.
Hands down. So, they'll be fine. Like, they'll if not this year, then next year they'll be very, very good.
Well, time is what FC Goa needs. But what was Jamshedpur, their opponent for the day? Well, before we get into the discussion, let me bring this to you, Sandeep. You spoke to Owen Goyal before the season began. Let me ask you this. What was his plan with this team going into the season?
Well, he wanted to challenge for the top four, which they are doing now. I think coming into the game, they were unbeaten in six.
Right.
So, this is not a team that is used to winning things, that is used to challenging for things. This is a team that has also always been a also ran team.
Right, right.
That's the way we speak about them, right? Whether it's Koppel or whoever came after, it's always been that team who is probably going to draw most of their games.
Correct.
So, he wants to build a culture where they are, you know, pushing for titles. And look at the signings. Hartley has come good. In the beginning, I remember Slok, we were talking about how he was not looking that good. But now he's doing well. Balskis is always definite improvement, right?
Yeah. He's great. Like, he's one of the best centre-backs in the league right now.
Yeah. And Balskis is, he's goals, right? He's 100% goals. Yeah. Plus, he will do whatever the team needs to do. Hold up the ball, flick the header on, put the pass in that they want and all these kind of things. Jackie is doing well. So, all in all, they've managed to create a good team. And it will take time. I don't think this year they will qualify for the top four. It's a little beyond them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But his main job this year is to have a team where there's a belief that, oh, we can compete. And that's something that teams like Jamshedpur, Odisha, maybe even Kerala for that matter, except for the fans, don't have that this belief. And it takes time to develop that. So they need to give him that. So I think they'll be fine, dude. I quite enjoy watching them play. They're well coached.
Yeah.
Well, Shlok, is that a reason why you see a lot of Indian youngsters also play in this team? Because you know this team might not be challenging for the top for this season. So they're making the most of this opportunity, trying to bring in as many players as they can in the season and see if they can be in the main group for the coming season.
I mean, yeah, that is actually a very interesting point, you know, about how not only them trying to bring in youngsters, but also the youngsters fancying their chances in a team. Because, you know, just contrasted to Mumbai or ATK MB, they would know that they're probably going to sit out most of their matches over there. But here they know, okay, maybe I can break into the first team. I can impress the coach, you know. But I think Jamshedpur have been a very pleasant surprise this season. I felt that they would be in contention for top four before the season started. But then, you know, their matches, the first two, three matches didn't really go their way.
Right.
But I think what really impressed me was that draw against Mumbai and then just how Goyal managed the whole situation and then, you know, the subsequent win against Northeast. Just like the team's kind of coming into their own. Today, they could have drawn as well. We can't really say. It didn't happen, but they played well, you know.
Well, they could have won it for all you know.
Yeah.
They beat ATK too.
Right. Well, that about Jamshedpur, a team that we have to look out for, because even though they won't be targeting for the top four this season, but from one team coached by Owen Goyal to the team that he coached last season, Chennai FC, I remember, Sandeep, you spoke about this is a team that goes against the grain but does things the right way and gets the result. But so far this season, the results have not been their best friends.
No, and I think maybe Slok, if he has, I saw him do some... analysis and things on Twitter, so maybe he can explain this better. But for me, it just seems like they create a lot of chance and they just don't score enough. They don't convert enough, whether it's Changte or whoever it may be who's missing a lot of chances.
Right.
They're very exciting to watch. They miss a lot of chances. And that leaves the door open for other teams to come in. And the longer they leave the door open, the longer, the more confident the opponents are, and then they'll eventually catch up. And they've drawn quite a few games because they've sort
they
of
have.
Didn't finish the team off. So I don't know if the, it's the problem with the striker. Like last year with Valskis, they probably would have scored those goals.
Correct. So, going out, that was an area that they had to strengthen. Shlok have
and they did.
Well.
And they did, right? But maybe it's not clicking that well at this moment.
That's what I wanted to ask Shlok. Have they done it the right way?
Honestly, I don't think Jakub Silvester is a great replacement for Valskis. Because, I mean, you see his finishing, it's just off. Maybe it's like a confidence thing, but then Valskis is just phenomenal. Like, you see him, he's close to the top scorer right now, right? I mean,
right.
6 goals, yeah?
Yeah.
And Igor's on 8. But again, Valskis is such a complete forward. We saw that today as well. He's creating chances for his teammates. Hit the crossbar with a free kick. He can head the ball. He can take those quick shots as well. Jakub seems to be just like a part of that. So I don't think they've aptly replaced the striker position, but I think they've been very unlucky as well.
But what about someone like a Fatullo? He was much talked about coming into the season, right?
Yeah. Honestly, he seems decent. Like, I haven't had the chance to watch too much of him. I don't think he's played all that much either. But he seems to be good. So what I'm trying to say is Chennai as a team, they're looking good. Like, they can make top four. And as you can see, they've only played 6 games right now.
Right.
Most teams have played 7 or 8. So, say they get another 3-4 points, they'll be up there.
Right.
They've been extremely unlucky, though. You know, the game against Mumbai, shady refereeing and whatnot, you know. Just stuff like
Should
that. Northeast
Goa,
game.
Right?
Huh?
Should have killed Goa game.
Yeah, yeah. Changte, so many sitters. So, interesting stat I wanted to point out.
Yeah.
Changte has an XG of over 3.
Okay.
And he scored 0. So,
this
goes to show like how like subpar it's been. But yeah, it's just unlucky, you know.
Well, and that Thapa injury, how much has that affected them? Because he ended up missing a game or two, right?
But he's back now.
He's back now.
Played the last game and he hit. This is what you see from Changte. He got a ball coming out after a corner or something. He hit with his right foot. Got blocked, came back, he hit it with his left foot. Both great shots.
Yeah, amazing.
So the technique that he has,
right.
What all he provides, that is just one of those clippable moments, so to speak. Mm-hmm. That you can see this guy, left foot, right foot, everything is great in the right position. His touch is amazing. His passing is good. He's the best Indian midfielder at the moment. For sure.
Yeah. They're missing Isma though.
Yeah.
Hey, yes, aren't they? Because this is also a team that looks good on paper. And in flashes, have played well so far in this season, but they haven't come together as a team, Shlok.
Yeah, I mean, again, if you look at like how Chawal Azlo has like set up the whole thing, he seems to have gotten his tactics right, but then I don't quite know, man. Like sometimes they
are the
really
players good. Responding to this well.
I think they've been set up in a decent way considering how less they've played so far. They're coming into good form eventually.
Okay.
I think they'll be like give them like 2-3 more games, they'll be like getting much closer to top four than they are right now.
And you can't really think about a single game where they were outplayed.
Correct.
There's not a single game. Either they were in control or they were blow for blow. No game did they get outplayed by any team. And that's credit to Sabah Aslo.
Well, credit where credit is due. Moving on from Chennai to the other team from South India, Bengaluru FC. Sandeep, this team, what should we say about them? Yes, there was a striking problem, but in the past few matches, you've seen the striker score a goal here or two. Clayton Silva has been what he promised us before coming into the league, given the numbers that he propped up in Thai league before coming to the ISL. But still, there seems to be something lacking in this team. Not that convincing so far.
Yeah, and then, I mean, I'm loath to read too much into the two wins, to be completely honest, huh? Because they played against two of the worst teams in the league,
right.
If you look at the table.
Right.
And Kerala Blasters did more than their share of helping BFC score goals. So that 4 goals just stacked up the stat a little bit. But when they played ATK, right? Now that's the level that we generally expect Bengaluru FC to be at, like that level of teams.
Correct.
They didn't do anything. I mean, there was nothing at all in that game. I know they rotated a little bit and things like that, but there was nothing to show that they are going to, you know,
do anything. Challenge for the title kind of a thing?
I don't think they will win the title. In fact, I think it'll be very difficult to, I mean, they might make it, but it's not going to be easy to be top four also, because ATK and Mumbai, that's two slots gone. Mm-hmm. And right. Then you have a decent Hyderabad team. Goa, that's one today. You don't know what kind of runs that they might go on. Mm-hmm. A Chennai, who's looking decent.
Right.
Jamshedpur, all these teams are in the mix. So, and nobody's really run away with it. Right?
Hmm. Correct.
Other than the top two who look quite comfortable, the rest of them are still, you know, catchable distance in terms of points. So it's going to be very difficult for them.
Yeah.
The one thing is, I think that team has regressed.
Okay.
Because this is not the team that of 2-3 years ago when they won the title. They've lost Miku. They haven't replaced him. Clayton is a cute player. His movement off the ball is as impressive as, you know, his finishing and ability to pop up at the right places. He's good. But how are you going to get the ball to him? Their main thing was Ashik running through the left line. They lost unfortunate injury to him.
Right.
And when you see Beke has been put in that spot last time, it is fortunate for him that ATK decided to play most of their attack through the left side because Williams was doing all the running. The two or three times when they put the ball behind him, Manvir tossed him. Had they pushed through that side, maybe he would have been taken off quite early in that game.
Correct.
So then you wonder, why have you bought Ajit Kumar, who's a player that you paid for?
Is he injured or something?
No, he's back. So I did ask about this and he said he was injured in preseason. Now he's completely fit. Okay. But he's learning the BFC way of defending is what they say. Now, I personally don't think BS, they don't push forward. They don't press that much, like the whole team going up. That's not there. So they don't play the offside trap also like some teams used to do.
Right. So they don't have a high line.
So what do you like? So then why not play this guy who's a certified left back? Why play a guy who's off position? Anyway, you're playing a guy off position on right back. Like Khabra is right back now.
Correct.
He was a midfielder before when we first came to
know. Well, Khabra's played many positions. You don't know which position he belongs to now.
Yeah. So, what is it? Is it the recruitment that is the issue? And Beke has gone backwards, his performance-wise.
Right.
And you have bought Fran Gonzalez. Don't know where he fits into the picture right now. Is he a centre-back? Is he a defensive midfielder?
He doesn't look that convincing. I don't know why.
I think they started him in the beginning of the season, but then quickly went back to the bench.
Right.
So, Pratik Chaudhary is playing in that position now. Maybe to accommodate Dimas, maybe. But
yeah,
we don't know, right? Like, what is going on? Do they have the right balance? And I don't know. It seems like that team has to rebuild a little bit. Maybe let go of some of the older players.
Correct. Sandeep, you spoke about a few players, but two main players that you missed out. One was Udanta, another was Chetri. And let me take this to Shlok. Udanta, like Sandeep and everyone around in Indian football keeps mentioning and keeps speaking about it. He was tipped to the next big thing in Indian football a few years back. And he was molded and he was mentored by Chetri himself. He's still been mentored by him. But over the past few, like not just this season, but even the last season, he doesn't look like the person who can like be the one who can lead a team, let alone the national team, but lead at least even his club team into a win.
Yeah. So,
is he the right one?
Honestly, game by game, I'm growing skeptical of that because even Carlos has started dropping him. I think only in the absence of Ashik has he gone out and tried to play like a more creative player in the team. Because generally, I mean, when Ashik was fit, Udanta was on the bench. He wasn't even playing all that much. And we saw that last season as well.
True.
I don't know, man. Honestly, like they've got him on a long-term deal, right? So
they
it's not like he's going to get...
Last year. I mean, beginning of this year.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's not going to go away anytime soon. But for him, it's going to be something where he has to try to force his way back into the team by performing as well as he can. Speaking of Chetri, let's be honest, he's getting kind of old now, right? So, obviously, we can't expect him to turn up as he did even like a couple of years back or 3 years back. He's doing
probably last season too.
Yeah. I mean, you can see the decline, right? Like this goal scoring, his goals have just gone down progressively. So yeah, headers and all, that's great. But honestly, I don't think he'll even like, he scored what, 9 goals last season?
I think 7 were penalties.
Yeah,
6 or 7 were set penalties and one was a header from a set piece.
Yeah, so it's not really been much open play goals from him. Yeah. I mean, like, you remember Miko time when he used to just run and go one-on-one with the keeper and whatnot. I don't think
we used to play like that anymore. that too.
Now he's just on the wings, man. Like, yeah. I don't know. I don't think he's going to get more than like...
In Chetri's defense, I really want to say this. It's the fact that, yes, he's getting old, and it is just his hunger to be on the pitch and to get it done for his team that is driving him. Like, yes, you see a decline in his, I won't say his form, but his ability to lead this team into a victory. But it is just his hunger and his sheer determination, his willpower to say, yes, I can do this and I can pull this team through. That is what that is what's been driving Chetri over the past, at least this season. Last season, yes, you could argue last season, but this season, so far, it's just been that, Sandeep.
Yeah, I mean, he's someone who will always back himself to score the goal, and he will get those goals.
Right.
But the important thing now is, like Slok said, he's getting on a bit. He's in his late 30s. So what should BSC be doing? Like, they should be trying to get the best out of him.
Right.
To put him in a situation where he is going to give you, let's say, half an hour of his time, or the situations where he is going to provide, like the crosses and the headers, he's going to do that all day long. And especially with the Indian wing backs, they're generally young players most of the time in most teams. He's going to dominate them.
Right.
So the whole point is to try and get him to do that as much as possible. But can they do that is the question now, because we've seen two headers from him, largely been anonymous in all the other games. So at some point, they have to look into maybe move him more central, play change formation, or put him as a number 10 where he doesn't have to do this running as much.
Yeah.
He doesn't tire himself out and things like that. So
I mean, his greatest attribute is finishing, no doubt. And that is something he is nearly unrivaled in when it comes to Indian strikers. I mean, so obviously, like, I'm not going to say Carlos is wrong by any means. But it's just, you think about this. You have an Indian striker who's so great at finishing, something not many Indian strikers are great at. Why not just play him in the box?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'll free up a foreigner slot somewhere else, and then you get more domination going, you know?
Correct. Could be something that Carlos can think of if he is listening to Injury Time, like we hope he is. Well,
Suresh is someone we have to give credit.
And what about Leon Augustine? He's someone that, Sandeep, you and even Pradyum in that preview spoke a lot about.
But he hasn't played. What is there to talk about? He hasn't played.
That's the point.
He's fast, he's able to cross, he has to play.
Well, we'll wait for that. As soon as he plays, we'll have more on that. Well, moving on. Yes, Bengaluru.
But I have to say this, okay. I don't know how much he'll get a chance to play, because they signed two players from Gokulam, Kerala. Muriam, I forgot the name.
Okay.
Those guys are really good.
Okay.
And they haven't had a chance to as such. And Ajit Kumar, again, another player who hasn't played much. So, is it a situation where Carlos wants results? And rightfully so, that his job is on the line, right? At the end of the day, if you don't get results. And he wants results, and he is putting the players that he trusts. And that's the same 15 players that we've seen for the last 2-3 years.
Correct.
So, there has to be a small turnover in terms of players in that team maybe next year.
Well, Carlos has a lot of thinking to do, but let's move on from Bengaluru FC to the other team in South India, Kerala Blasters, a team that is more famous for its management issues than the football they play on the pitch, Sandeep. Do you see things changing for them this season?
No.
So, one word answer, nothing changing for KBFC. Not what the Manjapada wants to hear, Sandeep.
Look, they look bad. And Slok, you can back me up with this, because you will have all the statistics. And they look bad. And they have a striker in Gary Hooper who...
Oh, God. Let's not start it again.
Who has no intent. He is not running. I don't know if he's carrying an injury. I don't think he is.
Probably Berbata was a better striker for them.
At least he's got that touch and class, right?
At least he's...
Yeah.
Nothing. And when they take him off and put Murray... Then
Murray looks so good.
Yeah, then they improve suddenly.
Yeah.
So, like, you spend so much money on a striker who is not going to fit the thing. And then you didn't... I don't know if they backed the coach in getting the right players, because you can't blame the coach, right? A lot of them are making individual errors, like simple, silly mistakes, which is costing the team.
Yeah.
How can you blame the coach for the players just making stupid decisions on the field?
Like, he's being childish on the pitch.
Yeah,
he's trying his best. The two centre-halves, they just push up. Like, just there. Sometimes they're ahead of the wing-backs. I'm like, what are you doing? So it doesn't
you know you can abuse, right?
I know, but like sometimes I just don't get it. Last time I think Pradyum touched on it. He's like, they come charging out of the defense, and if someone gets a flick on or something, they are through.
Finish.
And then you go and tackle them from behind or pass back to the keeper and make a mistake. It's just, I like Kibu, and to be very sad that what he's going through, and right. Credit to him that he chose to stay back and not fly back, which most of the people would have done. That shows this passion and drive and will that he has to succeed in that place. But the players and the management has to support him. And this is a guy who's won a title in India. So you can't even say he doesn't know the league. He doesn't know the players.
Well, he knows Indian football. He's won a title in
He's won a title in the harder league.
Correct.
I-League is a tougher league. And he's won a title over there. So, and playing, just outplaying people. They just smashed the whole league into bits last year. That's how good they could have made this team.
Well, that's how good a coach he is. But Shlok, is it like Sandeep says, it's not the coach's problem. It's the player's individual errors. Do you back him on this or do you have a different theory?
Yeah, I mean, there's two sides of it. One, I agree with Sandeep on the fact that there's been so many individual issues. You see, Bakary Kone, he's been out of sorts in the start of the season. You know, some of his passes have, you just go and think like, is this what a ball playing defender does? Costa has been keeping that defense together and he's been looking impressive since day one. That one game where he was red, he wasn't there, he was suspended, right? I mean, they got obliterated that day. And Vicente Gomez, again, really good player. So, I think it comes down to certain individuals, Gary Hooper, Bakary Kone, some people not performing. That's somewhere you can't blame Kibu on.
Well, right? Even people like Nishu Kumar, who's spent a lot of money on.
I mean, you think about them letting go of someone like Mohammed Rakib, who's turning up very well. And now they've got Nishu Kumar, who's taking significantly more money. Is it really a good deal then?
No, back then only I was confused. Because if you look at it,
it was good business from a BFC point of view.
They didn't get any money.
They got money, right?
No. He went to his contract was out.
He went for free.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the thing is, Nishu played in a team which is built on defensive stability. Like he had Heran and he had Yuanan next to him and he had Eric in front of him. Nobody was, or all he had to do was stop the cross. So that was this entire thing. Now suddenly he has come to a team where they're trying to play from the back and do all these kind of things. And we know Nishu has a good shot with both feet, to be fair.
Right.
But beyond that, now he's getting caught because he's going forward and the two defenders are pushing up and suddenly there is space in the back. And most of the time now the winger or whoever is the attacker, the foreign guy goes to the wide right or something. Suddenly he's in no man's land and he's chasing back. He's quick, so he's able to manage a little bit of that.
So, I just want to circle back to this one thing Habas had said way back in preseason. And, you know, he said, like, even though Kibu has won in the I-League, the ISL is a different level of quality. I mean, yeah, at that time, it was like kind of a pot shot at him. But you think about it now, right? Like, when he's using inverted wingers, are they really as effective in against ISL teams, you know, when you have, like, defenders coming in and marking them anyway? Or tactically speaking, it's not replicating as well, is what I'm trying to say. It could be a lot better if the players performed, obviously. But, you know, I honestly...
That's what it is. It is what it is.
So many uncertainties. I hope they don't sack him, though. He's a great manager.
Well, it is what it is. And there's only one team that I can segue from Kerala Blaster, and that is East Bengal, to another mismanaged team. Still to win a match. They had a few points during the period that we decided not to do shows for different reasons. But what is happening in East Bengal, Shlok?
You know, it's just sad. It's honestly just sad. The management, the players. You just think.
Is it sad for them?
What the fuck is going on in that club, man? Now, you know, they're talking about like releasing players and everything. Have you heard about that?
They are releasing.
Yeah, so, I mean, some of them are saying, you know, they're going to release Mohammed Irshad. He's been one of the better centre-backs for them. So, why? And Fowler's getting his tactics.
Help them out.
If you tell me this, okay, they're going to release 8-9 of their Indian players.
Why did you sign them in the first place?
No, who are you going to replace them with?
Exactly.
Oh shit! They want more experience in those ISL experience. I mean, it seems their entire team is filled with experience.
You left 4-5 players back in Kolkata. You didn't get them to Goa. And now the people in Goa are messing up, and now you're going to get new players. What are you doing, man? Like,
Mr. Fowler's time has come, I suppose.
I can't believe I hyped him up.
No, they might be. He might be too expensive.
Yes, you did.
I've got it all wrong this season, dude. I don't understand him. He's playing Sochandra at right back. It's not working out. You see that in the first 2-3 games. Persisting. And then he'll say, these players haven't been coached. Don't play them there. Play them where they've been playing for the last 5 years. At least they know something there, right? What on earth, man?
Well, it's a comical affair. We have something to laugh about.
At least, no, at least now there is proof that a club should not be run like that.
Yeah.
Because for years, they just about got over the fact that it was a badly run club from the management side.
Right.
And because, I don't know, for whatever reason, they never challenged for the title, but they were in the top 4 or 5 thereabouts.
Money. It's all about the legacy speaking for them.
But now they came to the ISL with the name. They thought, oh, we'll come and we'll dominate. We'll buy 4 or 5 foreign players. All their foreigners are very good, by the way. Then they didn't do the signing. So you have a different opinion?
Of course.
Honestly, I just think Fox and Steinman look like the real deal so far. I mean, Magoma.
You don't think Pilkington looks good?
He's all right. I wouldn't put him up in.
He single-handedly moves more than that entire team.
Well, Slow hyped him so much that he's not living up to that expectation. That's the problem here.
Dude, exactly, man. Losing credibility here, man.
Look at the, like he said, right? You signed this many players for. So I think they signed most of the Indian players thinking of the I League.
Right.
And now they got into the ISL.
Well. Let me stop you right there. But in the past, we thought there were a few players that they signed telling them that they will be playing in the ISL.
Sure, but at that time, there was no guarantee, right?
Okay.
But like, if you were to pick a team right now to come up, would you sign a Balwant Singh as your first choice and a JJ as a two Indian strikers?
Like, I won't sign any players that East Bengal has signed.
I would sign only Eugene.
Well, that for me, East Bengal, the entire squad that I look at it from what I look at it as a team that is made up of the players that were that failed to get a contract with any of the other ISL teams.
And no, there are other team people who are interested.
Yeah, they eventually ended with East Bengal. For them, it was like, "Chalo, kider to khelne milega ISL."
But look, you can't have CK Vineet leading a line right now, and your three attacking options are Vineet, Balwant. And this and JJ. JJ who's not played for a year and a half.
Well, probably MDFA strikers are better than him.
And it's just flabbergasting when you look at it. That's the three strikers. And now you're forced to play Pilkington and Magoma up top. Mm-hmm. Because you need some movement.
I genuinely thought Pilkington will be the one who plays up top. But then, I don't know what they're doing.
They played him up top last game. Which is the only reason why.
He looked better. Rafiq is playing well. So, he looks like a breath of fresh air.
That Paul Maisel can call Vineet as this guy who can change games and
nothing.
All this bullshit, okay.
Nothing!
Last time Vineet changed the game was in 2017. That's been 10 months about this. And that too was a 5-game run, which got him.
That lasted for 2 matches in the ISL.
And that was it. Like, he works hard, does a lot of things, but he is not a game changer.
Yeah.
He's never been a game changer.
Right. Indeed.
So you can't sit here and talk about 5 years ago. JJ was a major sniper 5 years ago. When has he last played and scored 5 goals consistently? Like JJ, peak was in Mohun Bagan, right?
Last time he scored was probably that Asian Cup where he scored that against Thailand. I don't think he scored after
that. That was his last goal.
Yeah, like he's not scored after that.
So this is the situation here. Like Paul Maisfield and the other guy, sometimes they just keep going, okay, this young guy and this youngster coming, he's 28, he's played AFC Cup, he's played for Mohun Bagan. If you don't know, don't say that he's good. It's a very similar thing. Not just Maisfield, some others also.
I just keep commentary off, man. I'm just so dumb.
Sandeep has been picking a lot on the commentary, Sandeep.
Because you know what? I never used to listen to the commentary, right?
Either this season, unfortunately, you have
at the stadium. So there's no commentary. Or I'm watching the game from office where it's in view. So I'm just watching. Now that I'm watching it from home and I have the sound and things and they just keep rambling about youngsters who are not youngsters and game changers and Paul Maisfield goes on about how this East Bengal has no problem because Fowler's team is improving and calls for the head of Kibu Vikuna and all. Like, it doesn't make any sense. He's It's that, so biased, man.
And
it's
the
so
fact biased. That they have to disagree with every refereeing call, and then the replay absolutely humiliates them, dude. Every time.
Like today, that penalty, you saw that penalty foul.
I didn't.
So I didn't. The guy's foot just about touched the ball a little bit, and then he took the player out. Fair that he gave a penalty.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the, it's actually, he's taken the ball first. But it's very minute contact.
The follow through.
He refuses to accept that he touched the ball. And in the replay, it's very clear. And the host, right, who hosts the halftime show and things, I don't remember his name, but he was saying, like, we just saw it. He touched the ball.
Dude, oh my favorite part of some
like,
matches
East Bengal is... handball, no, not a word. He's like, I doubt it. I don't see it. Clear handball. But then Eugene gets a red card. He talks about it for the entire four two half saying.
But I remember Sandeep going on a rant on Twitter with that.
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean not that kind of player? It's fair that
I remember I tweeted about that as well. It pissed me off, man. What do you mean?
What is not that kind of player? Nobody wants to go around and kick people. Khabar is the only one I've seen. And Robin is the only one. Robin doesn't get a red card. You have to be very careful. He gets a yellow, but he stops there.
Yeah. Khabar elbows and all.
Oh, but he's smart. Like he doesn't get.
Yeah, like he knows when to stop. Yeah.
He's really smart. Game management. This is next level. But you can't keep saying he's not that kind of player. And what is this? What does that mean?
I think we have deviated from our topic. We're talking East Bengal, and we've spoken a lot.
Let's just
we've got everything aligned East Bengal. Let's just move on with this. From one Kolkata team to the other one. This team doesn't seem to have any problems so far. ATK Mohun Bagan, guys. Shlok, coming to you first. Again, title challenges, hands down, no doubt about it. But what will it take to stop this team?
Set piece goals.
That's what Jamshedpur did.
Well, BFC tried, didn't happen.
They didn't concede. Well, yeah, I think they conceded two or three corners and one foul or something. Smart, they're playing smart.
Smart.
Yeah. So the Pranay Haldar didn't tackle only for like some 50-60
minutes. That is so unlike Pranay.
The hard tackling midfielder didn't tackle. So look at that. That's how smart they are.
Yeah, that's how much the players are improving under Hamas.
Very, very
good. I mean, he's just got like insanely good players. Manvir has genuinely improved though. I mean,
He's improved leaps and bounds this season, Sandeep. Like, it's not what we've seen of Manvir in the past. Yes, he could run with the ball. But going on to convert, that is something that we're seeing for the first time this time around.
He's only scored two goals. Let's not get carried away also. This is the thing with ATK, right? They're built to stop others from playing.
Yeah.
And they themselves play on moments. Mm. And they have the players like Williams and Krishna and Edu who can utilize those moments to make a chance and score that goal. So they win by one goal. Almost always they win by one goal. They score two if you've scored one in return.
Right.
So, or if you're a shit team.
Oh, yeah.
Like they scored two against East Bengal. That's it. No other team.
But that's just how good it is, right? Very Aram say they're playing.
Yeah.
Correct.
And they know they're not going to concede. And then they have the confidence and the ability in that team on the bench, by best bench by far. And they can take off foreigners and put in Indians and they'll be absolutely.
You have someone like a Jayesh Rani who can come off the bench and like carry on what
he's such so a frustrating good. Team, so underrated.
Correct.
It's such a frustrating team because like they just get a goal out of nothing. It's crazy. Like Krishna will take a shot from 20 yards out, it'll go in. Williams, that goal he scored, it went in. Like, what is this, man?
But that's a great thing about the team, right? He knows he has the players who will come
It only makes me angry because like how long can they keep doing this? It's like, I mean, there has to be one match.
Entire season.
There's only one match where they just like nothing goes in, right? Like,
I think they'll find a way. That's a team that will find a way. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, again, at least they won't concede. That's for sure. You know, like they'll get a draw at least. Yeah.
Well, getting those small wins is helping ATK Mohun Bagan. Let's just say that. But what about the title challenges for the season? Mumbai City FC, Shlok, Apna Bhau. How are they?
Yes, Bhau. Are me kai santos, man. Lovely. I'm in love with this team, man. Makes me so happy. Because we're actually playing properly, like without Bumu, like we're making chances. You see last game, Vignesh, he has become a beast, dude.
He's not what we saw last season.
Not what we saw. See, one dude, he used to throw shit at him. Like, honestly, we used to be like, how is this guy in the team? Like, no offense to him. But now you can see why he's in the team. Lobera's just like completely reformed him. Mm-hmm.
Made him into a wing back.
Just a Lobera thing.
Just a Lobera thing. Yeah. I don't need fullbacks. I'll take wingers and convert them, dude. Just
a plug-in here. Best goal of the season.
Just a plug-in here. Sandeep, you spoke to two of the Mumbai players, Farooq and Sai Godard. What was the conversation like? And what do you see? How far do you see this team go?
They can win the title. I mean, the only team I can see them stopping them is ATK.
Yeah,
your favorite
team. Not going to let them play. That's generally the end of discussion when it comes to Lobera and his teams. Because once you stop them from playing, they don't really do much.
Correct.
But they can go all the way, dude. Like, let's say somebody beats ATK in the semi-final, then the final is there for the taking. And anyway, I think they'll finish probably top of the table and go for the Champions League as well.
Yeah. You know, I think one thing, like, where Lobera was heavily criticized earlier, he's really, really, like, turned up in those cases. Early substitutions and giving chances to different players. He's nailed that so far. I remember there was a game we were losing. 50th minute, he puts in subs, you know, and they turn it around. So it's great. Like, he knows there is a plan B, there is a plan without Bumu. It looks very sorted, and it's great to see that, because again, everyone kept talking about how this time it'll take time for this team to settle, but the goals are coming. So it's something.
The wins are coming.
Yeah, the wins are coming.
What a luxury, right? What a luxury to have Adam Lafondre take him off, put Ogbetsi.
Right?
Solid goals, like guaranteed goals.
Absolutely.
Insane. And then you have a left back who scored, I don't know if you've covered him, Naveen. Like, I've seen him in Ozone in Bangalore, playing Super Division and all for so many years. And he's just come in as he was an attacker at that time. Now he's come as a left back, scored an outstanding goal. Probably the only worldie, so to speak, in ISL history. It's such a difficult skill to have.
Yeah, it was insane. Like,
and Bipin Singh also came out, just popped up really, really well this year.
Bipin Singh, yeah. Vikram Pratap, even those like few minutes he played, he looked good. You know.
Well, that chap said he wants to like establish himself in the league.
Hope he does.
City FC. Let's see if that happens. Too early to say any of those stuff. But yes, a luxury that Lobera has, and the team is delivering. So no complaints there. Performance as expected. But one team that has surprised so far in this league, so to say, has been Northeast United FC, Sandeep. In the reckoning for a top four spot. But the matches they have played, it's more of the results have been in draw. Like, five of their matches have ended in draw and they have two wins. Is this the run which they will bank on to make it to the top four? Or do you see them winning more matches going ahead?
They will win because they have a principle of play and a discipline to that team. So they won't lose many games. They have Silla and Kamara and
They haven't lost many games.
Kwesi Epaye, they are always going to score.
It's about now converting those parities into winning matches.
Even in the last game when they were playing against Odisha, I think. Odisha. They should have killed that game off in the first half. But they didn't. And then they let Odisha. And Odisha's that goal that they scored, the second goal from Cole Alexander, was one of those. Like, there's not much you can do. It's most of the time it doesn't go into the net.
Both of those goals, actually.
Yeah. So they're just a little unlucky, but good team. I don't think they'll finish top four, but it's nice to see.
They were a lot more open in that game, though. Like, there was no Kamara starting, right? They looked more like permeable in that sense.
Yeah, Kamara is such a good player, dude. He's very efficient. Stop the attack, start the attack.
Him, Lambo, Fox, those three are just like really keeping this team together.
Excellent. And the Indians are also doing well. The Ninta is good. Apuya is good.
Apuya is good, right?
Chasela is coming up, you know, every now and then he's putting
in. Even Ashu is doing well at right back, delivering some crazy good crosses and all now.
True.
And he dealt with Ashik and Sunil during that game remarkably well. So, good for him, dude. He's long-time stalwart for Indian football. It's about time he got some recognition. Two I-Leagues, with Bagan and with Aizawl.
That fairy tale win, no one will forget that. Well, Northeast United, the other team that has really taken ISL by so-called storm so far has been Hyderabad FC, a team that has really put a smile on everyone who watches them play, right? Especially because of the kind of players that they play in that team. Shlok, coming to you first, a lot of young Indian youngsters and everyone is delivering.
How do you not like Hyderabad? That's my only question. They're like the wholesome team, dude. They're not afraid to play their style. You see, even against Mumbai, even against like the other big teams, they'll go out and attack. They won't just sit back and like just absorb. And they're doing this with what, 2-3 foreigners on the pitch.
Right.
It's crazy. Now you think, you know,
like 2-3 beast of a foreigners, okay? Not just any foreigners.
Yeah, I mean like the great foreigners. But now think like France Andaza, who I think is their highest paid player. Mm-hmm. He's going to be returning. You know, Yuvraj Sastre, when he comes in, just what a team. And, you know, Liston and Yasir and Hitesh, they're just so good. Sana as well. This team can make top four in my opinion.
Well, Sandeep, this is not what we expected from Hyderabad. Was it the case?
No, not at all. It was a comedy team. But I don't know what, it's just a breath of fresh air. Maybe it's the coach.
I think, maybe Sengto has done like a great job.
Maybe it's the fact that it's just all the young kids are playing and they have no fear and they're just going for it. That Mishra and Rai and...
Like a very Ajax thing, right? Like
license to play freely.
Yeah, and then they dribble. Their wingbacks dribble a lot. Their midfielders dribble. This guy, Yasir, takes shots from 30-40 yards. It's no Indians ever does. It's not that he's going in, but he's...
He dares to take those shots.
Yeah, they're just playing well. Liston is running at people with the ball.
Nazari, dude.
I am pretty sure Constantine
will be very happy seeing this.
Yeah, they're finally realizing. Do you remember back in 2013, I used to talk about Nazari like he's an expect thing. And I stopped talking about it only. Now, finally, he's delivering some good performances. And it just looks nice. And Aridane, what a player to have to put, you know, the glue in the center.
Correct. Right?
Just bring players in. He's like Balskas, dude.
Like, yeah, honestly, he's very complete. You know, I'm actually going to go out on the limb and say this. I think Akash Mishra at this moment is the most complete fullback in the country.
Well, it's a player of the year for you.
Just trying to think, okay. I can't
if that
think
makes sense.
Like, at this moment, based on form, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, probably.
Passing, defending, crossing, all of that.
Yeah.
Too good.
Well, even if this team doesn't make it to the top four, they will put up a really good show in the remainder of their matches. And that will be really, really good to see.
Yeah.
Right? And you'll have a lot of players like going ahead who can really challenge for the other, like the spots in the other big teams, right? You could have players from Hyderabad going to the other big teams.
No, man, like just let them keep that team. They'll go somewhere.
Let us see this for 2 more years, man. Just
let them play well wherever they are.
Yeah.
Well, Hyderabad, if you're listening, we want you to keep your team together. Please do that. Don't sell your players. But we have to move on because there's one more team that we need to cover, and that is Odisha FC, Rohan Sharma's team. Sandeep, like I was telling you before we started recording, this team doesn't look convincing to me, but you have another other thought?
I really like that team. Simply because...
Why?
Because they have character.
Okay.
What?
They have a lot of young Indians, and I think their most experienced Indian player is probably Vinith Rai.
Who's younger to me?
Yeah, younger than all of us. Like, yeah. Maybe not Shlok, I don't know.
Nah.
But younger than me for sure. But it's just, see, Stuart Baxter's resume, if you have a look at it, excellent. He's in Japan, in Sweden, he's coached in, you know, UK and all these kind of things. He's world travel, South Africa, everything. He's a very, very good coach. And they have bought him in, maybe hoping, you know, like, okay, he's going to continue the plan that Gamba Uday started. They were building a team for the future at that time. But it didn't really work out because Gamba left. Now, Baxter has got it. But what they've got wrong is they don't have a senior figure to sort of hold it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Like how Aridane is that guy. Or Sastre, when he used to play, was that guy who held it together for that team with the youngsters. Like, you can see Aridane talk to Yasir saying, pass here, move, all these kind of things. They don't really have someone like that. That said, Mauricio is very good, their attacker. And Goal Alexander is also very good. So, and they always concede and they never throw in the towel. Those kids, they just go after people.
Well, that's just the thing about kids, right? They're just free to play. They go and...
Exactly. And that's the most amazing thing, right? We talk about Indian players not getting a chance. these Hyderabad and Odisha are giving youngsters a chance, and they're doing well. And some of the goals that Odisha conceded is just unfortunate. Like a penalty when you're running in and your hands are by your side and he, you know, chips it to your hand. What are you going to do about it?
I think so
kind of things are
okay. Shlok.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Sandeep. Yeah.
No, I just like them because I think that there is a
Sandeep is in love with Odisha FC. That's clear.
Because I like the fact that there is young players, and I know that there are a couple of seniors coming in January to that team. At least rumor
inside scoops
heavily. Yeah, they're coming in, so that should only help them.
Okay.
Okay. To have them around.
Well, Shlok, your time.
I'm not a very big fan of the team, honestly.
Well, I'll second that. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not Sarangji... going to do anything. Don't get me wrong.
Huh? Sorry?
They're not going to do anything. But
yeah. We all know that, yeah. I mean, Sarangji, sometimes we know he's not a natural fullback, right? So, these errors just keep coming up. As you said, keeping your hands behind your back, stuff like that. And this isn't the first time this has happened, right? He's conceded like that multiple times. Getting caught off position, goes way too high up the pitch. So, again, need some time with that. I mean, I don't really know how to feel about Odisha apart from that. They're just kind of dysfunctioning as a whole, I guess.
Okay, like, well, let me put some context here. Probably there is no relegation in this league is giving these teams the freedom to do what they want to do. Like to play
probably.
A lot of Indians.
Probably.
Could be.
But Rohan Sharma has been on the record to say that, you know, we want to develop Indian football. So to that, I think he is doing what he can. I don't know how successful.
The thing is, developing Indian football is one thing. If there was a relegation, he would have another thing to deal with also. Then,
but there is not, right? So
yeah. He doesn't have that risk to deal with.
So look at it this way. You keep the team together for 3 years or 4 years. 3 years, let's say 3 years. All these players will be in their mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
With 3 years, more minutes than almost all the other Indian players in
elsewhere
combined. And suddenly you get the four foreigners and one really good player from outside. You have a great team. And you didn't spend any money on it. They have Bodo on the bench,
mm-hmm.
who is a very good player, who's probably the number 10, one of the better Indian number 10s.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get him in, like, let's say what Yasir is doing in Hyderabad.
Mm.
Now suddenly you have another player. And they can sell them for all, you know. They can
that
sell these guys.
Happened, right?
Yeah,
like Henry Antony, under 17 World Cup player, playing as a left back.
Mm-hmm.
Not completely convincing, but he's played almost every single game, every single minute.
Correct.
And that's only going to stand him in good stead, right? Like you see other places where people are not playing.
Well, any day, minutes under your belt can only help you.
There isn't as much to criticize because, I mean, the team is still like very young, as you said. It's still growing. There aren't like any outstanding Indian national players or anything. You know, I think the only national team player is Vineet Rai.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the expectation from this team in general is just low.
Yeah.
There's no expectation from this team.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So they can play freely.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Bindas football is what Sandeep.
And I just feel like Stuart Baxter is hamstrung by the team that he has.
Okay.
He has a Chennai team. We would be talking about him as one of the best coaches, tacticians in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Because with this team, his tactically sets them up quite well. It's his individual lapses in concentration or things like that that's costing them.
Well, experience speaks there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, I think that's all we have on this episode of Injury Time. Thanks a lot for joining us. And before we shut shop for today, let me just remind you, we are available on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Our handle is Injury Time IND. Do follow us for all the updates from the world of Indian football. You can also follow each one of us. Sandeep, what's your social handle?
@SandyNoNM.
And Shlok, what's yours?
@KeepItRolling.
Yeah,
why Rolling? Why Rolling?
He's a Rolling Rogers fan.
Rolling Rogers, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, Roland Burgess fan, keep it rolling, and you can follow me on Peter Speaking. Until we bring you the next episode of Injury Time, have a great time and enjoy the game.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.